Do you know how he's supposed to recharge it? Do you know how the Deliverator recharges his laser gun?
He jerks it off.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 651. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is the short alive Tyler Dryblatt. Tyler Dryblatt.
Tyler Bitelat.
Count it.
Like a trilobite or something. I don't know. Hey, everybody. Just the two of us. We make this podcast when we don't try. That's what's going on today.
It's just so let me stop you right there. I checked with four different people, none of whom were available.
Yeah.
So I asked you to book a third.
I checked with two people, none of whom were available.
Becca and Mike?
No, my brother and Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. So I tried, but as I said in the pre-roll, my best thing is failure. It's my greatest success is all of my failures. So... it's just us, but we're going to be talking about some hilarious stuff, I'm sure. Some real good content stuff that the people will love. And I'm sure we'll have some beers that we will love. So what beer do you have over there?
I got to double check before I crack this. I haven't had it before. It looks really familiar to me. No, doesn't seem like it. Okay, so this is a beer that I'm suspicious I won't like. Let me make sure I get the ABV on this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm going to read you the description and the ABV, and I'm going to leave out one note, one flavor note, which I think is going to ruin it for me. This is a rye barrel-aged Belgian-style quad with figs, molasses, and another element.
I'm already 13.2%.
Oh, you're already out on what? Figs or molasses?
Figs.
Because, like, I love rye barrel-aged stuff, and I love a Belgian. Quads can be a bit much, but I generally like them. And I think figs and molasses, like, lend themselves to that flavor profile. But this is Three Sheeps Brewing Company's Pumpkin Spice Veneration.
Oh, no. So,
welcome to January, motherfucker. I've got a deep ass pumpkin pie beer.
Huh. Pouring it. Horde. Pour that shit. Horde.
I mean, at 13.2, we're not going to see that much bubble
situation.
I've been sick all week. So, as you know from D8, when you, I think, berated me for sneezing too much.
I kept that off the track, though. I was just at the end when we were goofing around, and you had like four gross sneezes in a row, and I just had to get out of there.
It's the only way I know how to sneeze, baby.
It was really upsetting.
But even with my limited olfactory, I am picking up a lot of pumpkin and also some molasses.
It's like a Charlie Brown Halloween special over there.
That is intense. I'm getting gingerbread. I'm getting hardcore gingerbread off this bitch. Which I guess you could chalk up to the molasses to a degree.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, man. I guess I'm glad I don't get that much pumpkin off of it. But also, it's weird I don't get that much pumpkin off of it.
Do you like gingerbread?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Well, great.
If I'm going to have a cookie that's called a bread... give me that shortbread.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously.
Shortbread fucks, baby.
Big time. It's the best thing the Scots have ever done. I have...
I don't know, man. I've never had a Scotch egg, but I have a feeling I would love the shit out of a Scotch
egg.
Those
are good, actually. I did have a Scotch egg. Those are good as hell. Yeah. I think I was at like that conference in Georgia or whatever, and I got a Scotch egg. It was good as shit. I don't know if there are a lot of Scots down there. No, I didn't have any jelly on it. It was like the egg with the sausage around it. Anyway, I have Tucher Rote Beer. So this is a red lager, 5.2% ABV. It is very red, not much head. Ew, I was in trouble with that one. Huh. Smells nice, but I can't particularly say what it smells of. I don't know. Tastes good. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it looks like it, but I feel like it tastes like almost a little cranberry-like.
Wow. So we both have kind of like festive beers for the wrong times of years.
Missed it just by a little bit.
Yeah, just a bit outside.
Yeah, I wish I could nail down that smell, though, but I got a bad nose. I guess you do right now, too. When was the last time you went more than 2 weeks without being sick?
Oh, I do often, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, the household, I can't remember the last time the household went 2 weeks without being sick, but honestly, I'm much more sick now because the flu ran through our house a month ago, and I tanked it like a boss. And then just now it ran through our house again and only affected me because everyone else had already gotten it.
Well,
but that's better than Emily and I getting it at once and being unable to parent or do anything else. Like, it's better for us to take turns being sick.
Sure. Obviously. Yeah. That sounds no fun. That sounds no fun at all.
Well, I signed up for it, and I'm not going to be one of those internet people that complains about situations they created for themselves.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because they are the worst. And this thing we're going to talk about first isn't the worst, but I don't know that it's interesting at all. From foodandwine.com, Altbier is the under-the-radar German beer that's just as crushable as today's best lagers.
Oh, man. So, I get some of these off of Reddit, and the title of the Reddit post was, "This is the under-the-radar German beer style that's going to be huge this year." And I was like, I'm not even checking what it is. I'm just hoping that it's Rausch beer, and I'm pitching it anyway. No, of course it's not Rausch beer. It's too much to ask of the world. Rausch beer,
yeah.
We live in the shittiest timeline. Of course it's not Rausch beer.
It's alt beer. I don't know why they say it's just as crushable as today's best lager. It is a lager. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Alt beer, in case you don't know, is old beer. It's an older style that's made with top fermenting yeast, but fermented cold. So it's like a hybrid, almost a little bit. And they don't even really say it's going to like sweep the nation. They just say it's kind of niche, but it's good. If you like, I don't know, craft lagers or whatever. I don't really know what it's saying.
I don't know that I've ever had an alt beer that really wowed me. I'm sure somewhere in these 600 episodes I have, and Tim will come at me, dunking on me, but I can't remember one.
I don't know. I mean, I think we've both said it before. You know, German beer was important. The Rheinsgebot was important to establish, like, a good product. But it's just kind of boring now. There's no real interesting stuff going on with the German beers. And I don't think alt beer is going to be any different.
Yeah, I feel like when Anchor Brewing started to tank, we talked about how, like, they were really culturally important, but then forgot to make new interesting stuff. And I think that that's, like, the American micro story of what German beer is broadly. But German beer is probably too big to fail, so who cares?
Yeah, I mean, as like a, you know, category, yes. Yes, I would agree. There was something in here that I was going to talk about, but of course now I can't remember because I'm a, I don't know, big old clown. So it says right here at the top, after years of IPA stubbornly refusing to budge from its throne, we're heading into our second or third year of the lager. Do you feel that's true, Samuel?
No, not even a little bit. We're still in the year of the hazy IPA fucking somehow. We're in the seventh consecutive year of the hazy IPA.
The hazenium, some might say.
Ugh.
I don't go out to that many, like, brew pubs or tap houses. So I don't know if they're, like, on the list. But, you know, I go out to the store, the beer store, like, every week for this show. And I agree. Like, I'm still just seeing a million fucking hazy IPAs. I don't know that I'm seeing many more lagers on, or, like, obviously there's always macro lagers all over the place. But I don't know that I'm seeing any, like, alt beers or, like, craft lagers taking up more shelf space.
I feel like I see, like, a Kolsch or a Pilsner or something like that at most places that have eight taps have something like that. But it's not like they have four of them. And a lot of places, if they have eight taps, they somehow have four IPAs and three of them are hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
I have not seen a lager takeover like that anywhere.
Yeah. Sounds weird. I don't know. Where is this guy from? Where is this person writing from? And I say guy, which maybe I shouldn't. Yep, Courtney Eisman. Sorry, Courtney. Brooklyn.
Well, that could go either way.
No, it says she. Brooklyn-based writer. She covers drinks. I don't know. Brooklyn is weird. Like when all those, like, a big thing that we covered a couple, probably years ago at this point, is, like, the washing machine bars, right? The laundry
oh, bars. Yeah, laundromat bars.
Yeah, the laundromat bars. Like, people love that shit. Becca and I went up to, we spent a week, no, not a week. I don't know why I said that. Like, 3 days in Brooklyn. My cousin lives there, and we stayed at her apartment. And, yeah, there are laundromat bars, like, all over the place. So, I don't know. That scene is kind of weird. So, maybe alt beers, maybe lagers are just crazy in Brooklyn.
I feel like Brooklyn is a kind of a cool vibes hub.
Yeah.
But not all the cool vibes are going to have escape velocity.
Truth.
Like, I mean, laundromat bars are not going to take off around here because they don't make any fucking sense in many parts of the states or the world.
They only make sense. They only make sense in walkable areas. Like, you can't drive to the laundromat, get trashed, and then drive your laundry back home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even see one happening in downtown Madison, which is walkable.
Too cold? Or what?
There's too many places to buy beer already. Why would you need another one?
All right.
But I mean, this one, this cool vibe is more distributable. So maybe this will take hold in 3 years, but I honestly, it would surprise me.
Yeah.
Do you ever, since you're, like, old and lame and have lame taste for, like, a lame old man, do you ever tell people that you like alt rock and then you say, like, Steely Dan? And they're like, I thought you said alternative rock. And you're like, no, alt means old. I like alt rock. Like Queen.
No, I never do that. That would be stupid.
But you do like some old rock.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Queen.
Not Steely Dan, though.
No, me neither. I don't really like Steely Dan. I don't know. Styx? They're not very good, but I like them.
I agree. Okay, I agree with both halves of that opinion. Yeah. Man, Renegade kicks shit, and I will fight you if you tell me it does not.
No, I like some of their stuff, but I wouldn't say they're great musicians.
Man, that's how I feel about Rush, too.
Yeah.
Rush has, like, four songs that fucking slap ass, and the rest of them, like, nah, I'm good. Thanks, though.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Geddy Lee, Jewish. The guy from Rush, he's Jewish.
You sure?
He is, okay.
Not really any of my business.
All right, well, okay. I'm keeping tabs. I don't know. Yeah, I think you know, we've said before, another reason I don't think, like, craft lager is really going to go anywhere is because, like, it doesn't taste that much different than macro lager, but the price point is much higher.
Also, the time it takes to develop and produce, I think, is another factor.
True facts. True facts. Look at this. Coming back to the fundamentals of why people listen to this podcast.
Because we're Team Ale, and we always will be.
Yeah. Make Brews Day Tuesday great again. Am I right, you guys?
Huh.
No? Hey, I got something for you. It's probably going to go nowhere. It's probably going to go nowhere, but I'd like some marketing advice, Samuel. So,
should I get Three Stacks' dad on the line? That's his job. His job is this thing you're saying.
Yeah, probably. You should probably conference him in. You can do a quick touch base. Are these good words to use? Okay.
That's become my eldest child's favorite word. And it's always like, have you gone potty yet this morning? Well, okay. Well, now you have to go potty. Why would you say that?
That's something you should know.
Sorry. Go ahead. What's your pyramid scheme you're trying to rope me into?
I got these great pillows. I was doing research at work onto the life-saving station at which I work. And one of the ways I do that is I go onto newspapers.com. You know newspapers.com?
I'm guessing it's a website with newspapers.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, actually. I'm going to give them a little free advertising right now. It's a website that has, like, newspapers that go way back in the day to, like, the 1700s. And you can search the text. And so I search for things like, you know, Indian River Life-Saving Station and that sort of thing and try to see what I can find about the history of the place. And I found one about the one of the guys who worked there claimed to have found a dead mermaid on the beach. And now this was like, it was like definitely a seal, like definitely a rotting seal.
But like a hot one.
Yeah, exactly. Like one you want to really stick it to. And I don't know. I just feel like I could do something with that. Right? Like people like cryptids, right? Like Champ and Nessie and the Mothman and all that shit. What do I do with this?
Can you make yourself do that? I think of ourselves as, in a weird way, two sides of the same coin in our pursuit of truth.
Yeah.
You have the history angle and I have the science angle, but really each has the same goal at a high level, which is to better understand the universe we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
And as a scientist, I think what you're suggesting is deplorable. And so I would think that you, as a historian, wouldn't ever want to bring this up. Because you'd be like, this is false. I'm going to say something false. A historian intentionally saying something false is bad.
Well, I like what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from, Samuel. I hear where you're coming from. And I want to change it up a little bit because, I mean, he really did say that he found a mermaid. Like, that's a thing that happened was this guy who worked at our station claimed that he found a mermaid, right? So it's not like I'm making it up out of whole cloth. That's a historical happening. And also, I don't want to, like, make people think we have mermaids. I just want to maybe use it to, like, I don't know, sell some merch or something, you know? Like, it could become, like, a mascot. Like, I don't want to do a program, but
I think if you're going to have a mascot, the mascot can't be the mermaid. The mascot has to be the crazy guy who says he saw a mermaid.
Or
we can compromise, and the mascot can be a desiccated seal carcass. That looks a little sexy.
It's got, like, big bony naturals.
Naturals.
Yeah. I like the idea of it being the crazy guy. Like, in The Simpsons, like, where it's got the crazy old sea captain on all the tuna cans, you know?
I was thinking about the crazy guy from Gravity Falls.
Old man McGuckin?
That sounds right.
McGucket? I don't know. I think I might have mentioned this on the show before, but when I was working at Humboldt Redwood State Park as a basically the guy who you check in with at the campground, these extremely nerdy ladies drove up with a Bill Cipher sticker. And I mentioned something about it, and they went crazy. They loved it. And I was like, get out of here, you fucking nerds.
And then Becca came out of nowhere and beat them with rolling pins. Stay away from my man.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. No, I was not interested, but I was like, oh, geez, I got to not talk to people about their interests, or then I'm going to have to keep talking to them. That was the lesson I learned.
Yeah. As an undiagnosed autistic, that's been most of my life experience.
So you're strictly against me marketing the mermaid. You don't like that.
I think if you're going to do it, you have to do it with the exact correct amount of tact. And I don't trust you to do that. I can get Steve, my father-in-law, on the line and see if he can figure it out. But
I don't know. I think there's something to do, because like the park I used to work at, which is just a little bit, it's like the next one north. There is a quote-unquote cryptid called the Cape Henlopen Devil, which is just one of the old superintendents had a little, like, pug dog that he, at Halloween, used to put, like, two little carrots on him to make it look like horns. Jesus and walk Christ. Him around, and he would call him the Cape Henlopen Devil. So, I don't know, you know, we get some marketing going on, you know, we become a destination.
So, I have to take some umbrage with that devil, just because I feel like, so I live in the Midwest and I've lived in the Midwest for a long time, but I still in my heart and soul am an East Coast person.
Yeah.
And on the East Coast, we think of the Midwest as a bunch of yokels and rubes.
Right.
And now I am living amongst the yokels and rubes. I've married one. I'm raising three yokels and rubes. But like, this shit you're talking about, that's yokels and rubes shit. Be better. Be better or move out west.
I like this. This is good. This is not where I thought it was going to go, but I'm happy with the direction this conversation has taken.
I'm offended as an East Coast person that hasn't lived in the East Coast for over a decade.
So do you hate cryptids, Samuel?
I think it's a fun idea, but I think you need to do better than carrots on a dog.
Okay. Yeah, it is very, it's extremely lazy. I'll give you that.
Like, I'm not yelling yokel about Mothman or Jersey Devil. Right. Like, those are fun and, like, they're stupid, but they're fun and interesting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Shitty weird dog is not fun or interesting. No. Neither is your bloated mermaid.
You don't like my bloated mermaid? That's crazy. You're body shaming this mermaid?
I want you to turn this crazy person into the cryptid. Like, and like, his thing is he saw some weird shit because of his bad brain.
Keeper James Raymond?
Yeah, him.
That was his name. There are, it's funny, I found a bunch of articles about it. Like, the first one is like, the keeper reported he found a mermaid. And then there are a bunch of others like, this guy reported he found a mermaid. He must have been drunk.
Keeper reported, I found a mermaid and stay the hell away from her. She's mine.
Yeah.
Ignore the smell.
There's smells like fish. There's one that says like they must serve of awfully queer whiskey down in Delaware or something like that, which I thought was pretty funny.
Which is like the biggest dunk you could do in that era.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the 1881 real, real big fuck you.
Man, if someone had told someone back then about these nuts, like, they would have become president. Because, like, how do you come back from the only guy who knows how to these nuts you?
It's like a, it's like that tweet, you know, like, the average medieval serf would never experience, like, just one, like, the level of cheesiness of just one Dorito or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know why that's relevant here, but yeah.
Well, it's like you know, like the average medieval peasant couldn't conceive of an insult like these nuts.
Oh, like these nuts.
Like, I feel like if you gave somebody like the chop, like the crotch chop, it would just blow them away like an anime, you know?
Yeah, I think we should quit our jobs and write an anime.
That's a great idea. It's a great idea.
You're good at writing and drawing, right? Because I'm not good at either of them.
I don't know. We instead of making an original like intellectual property, though, could we just bring back something long dead? Would you prefer to do that?
You mean something that was only kind of interesting at the time and is much less interesting now?
I think you mean the most interesting from CNN.com. From CNN.com, Dos Equis revives most interesting man ads as beer sales struggle.
The emphasis was on the first syllable there. Gotta let you know. Equis.
Okay. So everybody remembers the most interesting man in the world commercials. People loved them for some reason. It featured a very leathery skinned Jewish man doing interesting things and then drinking this beer. And
seemingly, not explicitly, but seemingly pretended to be Latino.
It was confusing.
He affected an accent that was,
he could have been
like ambiguously South American to me.
I think he could have been Spanish. He could have been a Sephardic.
He could have been Spanish.
Yeah. I don't know. There was something going on. But yeah, everybody loved those commercials. Inexplicably, they loved them. And now they're bringing them back. I guess they're doing like a 20-second spot or something like that. Yeah, I don't know, because their beer sales are going down, and they're like, you guys remember this? Will this make you buy our beer again?
I mean, they, along with every other company ever, is just like, I don't know, what about nostalgia? Have we tried nostalgia?
So, big time. Yeah, it's like there are no new ideas. Everybody's just recycling the same garbage. But also, I think I've been saying this to Becca in a jokey way. Like, we keep on seeing these old commercials, and I don't think they're necessarily for nostalgia. It's like commercials from like 5 years ago that get replayed. I think it's a recession indicator. Like, they don't have enough money for new commercials. You know what I mean? They don't have money to develop new shit. They do have the money to just bring back this old fuck for 20 seconds.
I think it's more specific than that. I think it's that they aren't paying for commercials on TV because they consider that to be legacy media. They're putting all of their advertising marketing budget into like internet shit because that's more effective.
Mm. Could be. It could be. I don't know. Would this get you to buy more beer?
No, not even close.
I'd be like, hey guy, come pick up your tree and then I'll think about it. I bet that tree is dead.
I was waiting for you to bring that up because we've definitely talked about how this dude went to your synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also definitely talked about how if I use the word parody very generously, parodied his character in our friend's student film. We've talked about both of those things on the show before, but I don't remember if we've talked about my other Dos Equis memory. Which is actually not even really a Dos Equis memory. But Rainer, we were still underage. He went to a club or a bar or a music venue or something and was 20 or whatever. And they marked his hands with X's. And he went to the bar and held up his hands to show the X's to say, this is to show you that I would like a Dos Equis. And he was doing this as a bit, and the bartender was like, I can't tell if you're kidding or not, but I might have to kick you out. And then Rainer was like, fuck! And, like, you know, I assume ran away, because that's what Rainer usually does.
Probably. He went, hoo-hoo, and ran away.
Right. But when I think Dos Equis, I think those three things.
That's really quite clever. I'm glad I'm not like a bartender or a person with responsibility, because I probably would have given him a beer for that.
The thing is, the people working undercover to like bust you for for serving underage folks, they're not doing fun bits like that.
Exactly, exactly.
So you're safe.
I knew a fucking douchebag kid who, when we were in high school, he would like help the cops with like underage stings. What a fuck nuts.
Yeah, that guy's in ICE now.
Yeah, man. Big time.
I think I told you about my shitty cousin who has shitty politics. I see him posting all the time about just like liking various right-wing things.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, man, it's weird to me he hasn't joined ICE yet. And then I'm like, man, he's in that bad a shape. Because they just keep dropping their recruitment standards.
Yeah, sure.
Just be like, if you can walk a bit without wheezing too much, you're in. Like, I don't think this guy can do that.
Does he have a job?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because if I had a job, even if I was like a massive right-wing chud, like if I had a job, I wouldn't quit it to join ICE.
I think there are chuds who have done that.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about, while we're getting real and not really talking about any beer stuff?
Sure.
I have thought about, because I don't really sleep so good anymore, when I can't sleep, like, man, what if I quit my job and joined ICE and, like, did a bad job on purpose and leaked a bunch of shit to the press? Like,
I don't think is that
the way I could fight back in a positive way?
I don't think it's that hard. Like, you could do that tomorrow. There is just some article about somebody who submitted their credentials to ICE and got hired, and they had like no background check or anything like that, and they've been arrested like a bunch of times and didn't pass the drug test and a whole bunch of other stuff.
So I guess what you're saying is, don't bother. Everyone already knows.
Yeah, suck. somebody's on like, it, I guess.
Like, it doesn't matter how much rot you show the world, no one cares.
Pretty much.
Everyone's chosen their sides and no one's.
Does that make you feel better? Did I help?
No, man. I'm like sad all the time.
Yeah.
Except when I'm angry, which is usually.
Mm-hmm. Big Hulk status over here.
Can I tell you what makes parenting hard? Is being sad and mad all the time.
I bet. Geez. Yeah, I got nothing, no help for you.
But I'm not asking for your help because this is a situation I got myself into.
I this is one of the rare times when I would like to offer you some help as a friend, and yet I can't.
Ugh, you're grossing me out, dude.
It's terrible, isn't it? I don't know. So, what else you got other than being sad and mad all the time?
Let me tell you. Let me get this tome ready for its wisdom. This is part 3 of a 100-part series.
Incredible.
Fuck me.
A lot of dust on that tome, huh?
Yeah. Came all out of my lungs. This is another definition. And maybe we'll turn this one into a game.
Okay.
What do you think this book thinks a whale is?
Spell it for me.
Whale like the animal.
Oh, W-H-A-L-E?
Indeed.
And remind me what my category, what am I playing in? What are the rules?
These are beer terms.
Right.
Define the beer term.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure what a whale is, right? Because the last one was shelf turd, right?
Yeah. Yes. Number 1 was crushable. Number 2 was shelf turd.
Shelf turd. And this one
here
is
we
whale?
Are at number 3 with whale.
A whale is it's a rare beer that you are seeking to acquire.
I'm very frustrated with you that you have that you got that right.
Oh
yeah. No, I was like, the reason I asked you was because I was like, this is stupid. No one says this.
No, it is stupid. It is stupid. So here's my thought. The first thing I was going to say was like a really big, like a high ABV beer, right? Because it's like a whale. Like the ABV is so big.
I was thinking a super macro beer, like a Budweiser.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I was like, this is going to be dumber than that. And it's going to make some sort of like Herman Melville allusion. And
yeah,
it did.
You're bang on. I'll read it to you. But yeah, you nailed it. That particular beer you oh so desperately want but can't seem to get your hands on. Maybe it's limited release. Maybe you live on the opposite side of the country or world from where it's available, but you just can't get it. Yes, this is a Moby Dick thing.
Oh, man. Dominated.
Yeah, an absolute bucket for you, Tyler. We don't keep score in this segment, but if you did, you'd get a dozen doubloons or whatever.
Woo-hoo! Doubloon me up, baby. All right, I like that. That was fun. Okay, well, let's carry that good energy forward into our next article. Dexter 2? Is that what that is? Yeah, Dexter2.com. Where's the emphasis on that, do you think, Samuel?
I would have said Dexerto.
Dexerto!
But maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm being too exotic with it.
Maybe. I don't know. I like Dexerto sounds better than Dexter 2. I got to be honest with you. Anyway, the article is Pabst Blue Ribbon teams up with Godzilla to release a gigantic 99-pack of beer. I think this is because Godzilla Minus Zero is coming out. You see that Godzilla Minus One? That was a good movie. I like that.
I got about 6 minutes in and bounced off of it.
Really? Okay. All right. But I think, that's coming out soon. And so PBR is teaming up. They got this giant thing. It's 99 beers. It's extremely long. It's not like they just formed a big cube. It's very long and narrow. And
so what do you think that's like, 3x3x11?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
Well, okay. So I'm not trying to like math at your ass, but like, think about like a 3x3. You could,
yeah.
I know numbers aren't your thing, but you can picture that and then just like tall it up.
Yeah, no, I know. I would never have even attempted.
You need to think about the way that they're going to fit these things in here. And based on this picture, 3x3x11 seems plausible.
Big time. Absolutely. Do you see the Matrix numbers running past my face right now?
Are you mocking me for like an understanding of mathematics right now? Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I'm just being mean.
It's like not even difficult in arithmetic.
See, it's when you go ahead and say things like that. And I'm like, it is difficult arithmetic for some of us. And that's why I have to strike out. That's why I lash out at you, Samuel.
It's real to me, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's only $99.99. So it's basically a dollar a beer, which is honestly a pretty good deal.
Not for PBR, it's not.
Can you get PBR for less than a dollar?
In packs, yeah.
Really? You can get a rack for like what? Like 20 bones?
18.
That's insane.
I guess it's been a little while since I bought a 30 rack, but
let's see. Hold on. I gotta look this up. 30.
All right, I'm gonna go to stevesliquor.com.
Oh shit, yeah, $19.99 is what I'm seeing. That's insane.
And I'm sure that's gonna vary based on where you are, but
yeah. Wow, okay. I take it so back. Like, get the fuck so like, out of here.
I mean, you're paying for the novelty is what's happening here, which is like honestly, which is fine. But also
yeah.
If you're getting a 99 pack, like give me some credit for economies of scale here and price it down. Instead it's being priced up for the novelty, fuck that shit. Unless you're getting like a fucking movie poster and a rebate and some like other dumb shit in here.
Now that would be cool if you could like unfold the box into some sort of movie poster or something. That'd be rad.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you can see the side of the box here. Like, it does look kind of cool.
Yeah, they talk about the artist and shit, but
in another universe where you and I are best friends and roommates in college now, I could totally see us buying this, drinking this, and like getting some of that shitty blue tack to put the cardboard on the wall to show everyone that we conquered it. That's a dumb shit we would have done back then.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So what do you want me to think about this, Samuel? I can't tell whether you want me to be for it or against it.
I'm in favor of novelty, and I'm opposed to bad deals. So I don't really know what to think about it.
Cancel each other out. And you didn't even like Godzilla Minus One. It's too bad.
I think it's unfair to say I didn't like it. I didn't give it a chance. It just didn't grab me right away, and I went and watched something else.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a slower burn Godzilla movie, because like most of them are just, you know, the big monsters fight each other. But this is like about a kamikaze pilot immediately after World War II. There's a lot of emotions going on.
To be honest, I don't know that I've ever watched a whole Godzilla movie front to back, which is like a huge hole in my like cultural education or whatever. But like, I listen to so many podcasts that feature like movie guys that talk about how great the Godzilla movies are, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Haven't seen them. Probably won't.
I hear the original is very good. I haven't seen that one. I've only really seen like the shitty ones from like around the 2000s, and then Godzilla Minus One, which I liked.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. And maybe I'll give it another try, but I don't know, man. They keep making Marvel shit, and I'm gonna keep watching it.
They keep on bringing movies back into theaters, too. Have you noticed this?
Oh, dude, I haven't been to a movie theater in a child age about.
I think the last two movies Beck and I saw in theaters were old movies that were re-released. We saw Back to the Future and Jaws in theaters.
Oh, man, Jaws in theaters probably fucking rules.
Yeah, it was sick. It was really good. But
were
like,
people freaking out?
No, not really.
I would love it if they were like, a feature of this screening is we're going to bring in three people who have never seen the movie before. Like, they have to prove they've never seen the movie before, and we're going to let them in for free, and they're going to be in the screening so you can watch them lose their shit.
That's fun. I like that.
Impossible logistically, but a fun idea.
I like that. I think that would be fun. And I honestly, I kind of like them bringing the movies back in theaters. Like, it's kind of cool to see some of these like films on the big screen. But also, it does seem to be kind of, again, like worrying. Like, we don't have any ideas. We're just going to put these movies back on the screen. I don't know.
So, I mean, I think that's less of a concern for the movie business broadly and more for theaters, just as streaming becomes such a dominant force. I think it's smart. Like, you see stuff about like them doing like live concert simulcast shit. I think that's really smart. I think these re-releases, those are probably way cheaper for them than new movies.
Yeah.
And like fuck it. Like, if they're not showing like Friday the 13th and Scream during November or during October just because they fucking can, then they're stupid. Like, they should they should totally be doing that stuff. And
that's
like
absolutely true.
Every theater in the country should show Independence Day weekend. Like, come on, guys, get it. Do it Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend. No one really cares. Just like, do that shit. Like, people will watch it. And then you don't have to worry about, like, fresh licenses and any of that stuff. It's all stale. It's all second run at that point. So, like, that seems smart to me.
Yeah, man, this is money talk. I like this. Should we buy a theater?
Fucking, someone should just have, like, we're going to put on 24 straight hours of Dragon Ball Z. Just the first 24 hours of the first season of Dragon Ball Z. Drop in, drop out. It's one ticket. People would do that shit.
Yeah.
And you know what else they do? They buy some hugely overpriced popcorn. And that's where the margins really are. God it's damn true. It. I just love running businesses. I'm so wasted as a socialist. God damn it. If I wanted to run a good business, I could run a good business.
What a shame. What a shame. It's funny about the popcorn, though, because I do sneak in candy every single time I go, but I will buy the popcorn. I'll always buy that popcorn.
We talked about this when it happened a couple months ago. My grandma died.
Yeah.
And one of my, like, most core memories of her is her taking me to the movies and sneaking candy in, and it, like, blowing my little shitty mind, like, wait, grown-ups can break the rules? What does this mean about rules broadly? Does this mean that chaos should reign? And now I am who I am.
Incredible. What an insight.
Shout-outs to Nanny.
Big ups, Nanny. Big ups. If you were going to see one old movie back on the big screen, what would it be?
2001 Space Odyssey.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good answer.
Have What's you seen yours? 2001 Oh, yours Space is going to be a Star Wars of some kind or another.
I've seen every single Star Wars movie in theaters.
Every single one?
Okay, so...
Solo, A Star Wars Story?
Yeah, no, I saw that bitch in theater.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, I did. I guess if we're being technical, there is one I haven't seen. It was the Clone Wars animated movie. I did not see that. But
remind me to text you about Jar Jar, A Star Wars Story.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not for the pod, but let me give it to you about it. So what would you bring to bear?
I don't know. 2001 is a really good answer. That's a great answer. Shit. I thought you were going to say something stupid, but you nailed it. So I don't know.
Can I give you one? Cause I have another one that I think actually might usurp my original answer.
Oh, sure. You're going to humiliate me further.
You can have 2001 and I'll take Alien.
Oh, Alien is good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Just like, those are good.
Those probably were awesome theater-going experiences that we're just too young to have had.
Yeah. Close Encounters probably would be cool in theaters, too.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Hey, remember we were talking about E.T.?
Last week? And how he's 300/1,000,000 years old?
So Becca and I then watched the movie, and it's Have you seen E.T.?
I saw it when I was 10 or something.
It's weird. It's a really weird movie.
Yeah. I remember that part.
It's just, like, the beginning starts and this big ship full of E.T.s lands, and they're, like, going and taking samples, and then the one E.T. gets scared, and the other E.T.s just, like, leave him behind? Like, they make a conscious choice to leave him behind. And then he calls them using an antenna somehow, and they're like, yeah, you know what? We screwed up. We should probably come back for you. And then they just come back for him? Why'd they leave him in the first place?
It just sounds like he has shitty frat bro friends.
Yeah! And they're all a million years old? And they don't know how a telephone works? Come on. I don't buy it, bitch.
I didn't actually make the motion picture, so don't yell at me about it, please.
Drew Barrymore.
You're always yelling at me about other people's movies.
Fuck.
We gotta wrap up, dude. I'm gonna die.
All right. I don't know. I know you're struggling over there, but I've enjoyed this episode. This has been fun.
I'm glad, buddy.
Okay, I think have we gone through all the articles? Did we talk about everything? Yeah. Yes, we did. So you want to rate that beer? You want to rate that beer?
Yeah. So I had Three Sheeps Pumpkin Spice Federation, and let me tell you, I liked this beer a lot. I don't like pumpkin beers. This beer is probably not as pumpkin-y as a pumpkin beer person, like my wife, would prefer. It's definitely there, but it's not like dominant, like that stuff often is. Yeah. I'm on the record as saying Pumpkin by Southern Tier rules, and also Warlock by Southern Tier rules, but not quite as much. This doesn't rule on those same level, at that same level, but I think I will give this my bronze of pumpkin beers.
Okay.
And at 13.2, you can't really taste it, which is wild because it's 13.2. I dig a quad. I dig a big swing, and this is definitely a big swing. I'm going to give this an 8, and wow. I'm going to recommend this to people who like a big swing.
Yeah, I would try that for sure. I didn't swing nearly as big. I had Tucher Rote Beer, Red Lager, 5.2% ABV. But I also kind of liked it. There was a little bit more complexity to it than I think your average lager. Some sort of like cranberry or cherry or some sort of like sweet fruitiness.
Like a prune.
No, not pruney. Not pruney. but like, yeah, like cherry or cranberry. And obviously it doesn't have any of that in there because it says brewed to the purity law. But I don't know, maybe like the wood used, maybe they used like a cherry wood or something. I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of that. So whatever it is, I enjoy it. I'm going to give it a 6, and I will recommend it to, I don't know. I mean, I liked it, but I don't really have it. I don't really have anybody to recommend this to. I got to be honest.
Recommend it to Jed. He doesn't listen.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
No.
Cool. Well, glad we could chat. Always fun to just have some bro time, broheim.
Oh, I was gonna. We were gonna play a game, right? Are we out of time to pull up Steam and for me to play a shitty game that sucks?
Yeah, unfortunately, many apologies to Matt Damon, but we've run out of time.
Yeah!
Listener, if you want to know what, want to let us know what movie you'd like to see on the big screen, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstuesday.com, or you can blue sky us, but no, you can't, at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the best keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Princess Bride, I think, also would be
fun. That would be fun.